You're listening to A Rose by Any Other Name, written by Monica Allen and performed by Juliet Stevenson.
Hello, it's Caroline. Well, they've decided on a name. She wanted to check what Boris was calling his first. She'd have hated anyone to think they were copying him. So it's not going to be Wilfred, thank God. Oh, yes, they were considering some shockers. No, not Wayne. Not that bad, but some of their suggestions would have condemned the poor little boy to being a builder or a bookie. And, of course, the dead uncle came up. But if you're going to name your baby after every dead relation, where would it end? We've plenty of dead people on our side. I had a look at Tatler's most aristocratic names of all time, and two of his names are on the list, so they'll never let him down. Mind you, the girls' list includes Tracy, which I certainly don't think is posh, though apparently it was a man's name once. Oh, yes, like Lindsay, though I never could take a man called Lindsay seriously, could you? Anyway, they managed to get the dead uncle in, and he can just use the initial and no one need know. Oh, haven't I said? Oh, it's Charles, Henry, Arnold, Vinson. Yes, their surname's Vinson.
Oh, God! I hadn't thought of the initials. C-H-A-V. Chav! Must warn them. Bye!